And welcome to my podcast, where today I will be talking about the O.J. Simpson case and my thoughts on the verdicts of his civil and criminal trials, the Fifth Amendment rule against double jeopardy, O.J.'s burglary trial, and whether criminal trials should be televised and broadcasted to the public. To start it off, let's talk about how O.J. Simpson was found not guilty of murdering Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman, but was then found liable for the two deaths in the civil case against him and was ordered to pay $33.5 million in damages. Something about that is off to me. It doesn't sit right. It doesn't make sense that someone could be found liable for a crime, but then not guilty for that same crime. Especially when it was a crime that resulted in the brutal deaths of two people, and the suspect did not get incarcerated, but instead had to pay a fee in damages. I know that $33.5 million is a ton of money, and although I am glad the families of the victims got some form of justice, I think that it wasn't enough because we're talking about murder here, and if you think about it, OJ basically got away with committing the murders of two people, considering the fact that he was found liable, and all he had to do was pay the families of the victims, and I definitely don't think it is fair to them. About my thoughts on the Fifth Amendment rule against double jeopardy, I do not think it is fair to ban it. As you may know, there was a knife found at OJ's house many years after the trial, and it was matching the one that had killed Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman, but they could not hold another trial and use that evidence against him because of the Fifth Amendment rule against double jeopardy. I don't think there should be a rule against double jeopardy because, for example, let's say someone finds incriminating evidence that almost 100% proves that a suspect committed a crime, but they are not allowed to go to court again and use the evidence because of the rule against double jeopardy. That would mean that victim might never get justice for whatever happened to them, and that is not fair to them. And in this case, it is not fair to the families of the victims of O.J. Simpson. About his trial, his burglary trial, his original trial was actually televised and was one of the most watched events in American history. OJ was arrested again in 2008 when he was accused of burglary. But because he was so famous, it was practically impossible to find jurors who had not heard of him for his burglary trial, which he was actually found guilty for and sentenced to 9 to 33 years in prison. I do think his previous murder trial and acquittal influenced the jurors in the burglary trial because seeing him on TV and knowing the possibility that OJ Simpson may or may not have murdered two people, they most definitely already have formed their own opinions of him, and assuming that they do believe that O.J. Simpson was guilty of his past allegations, they might want to find him guilty for the burglary regardless if he did it or not, because they feel as if that this is their chance to give O.J. what he deserves, which in their eyes could be prison time. Moving on to the final topic, I do not think criminal trials should be televised and broadcasted to the public until after the verdict of the trial is already determined. This is because I feel that the public's views might influence the jurors, and maybe even the judge, because they might not want to upset the people, even if they do not agree with the public's views. They might succumb to the pressure of the public and might even get harassed simply because they are doing their job and saying what they truly believed, which is what they need to do in the court of law. In short, today I discussed my feelings on the O.J. Simpson case and the verdicts of his civil and criminal trials, the Fifth Amendment rule against double jeopardy, O.J.'s burglary trial, and its jurors, whether I think criminal trials should be televised and broadcasted to the public, and yeah, I hope you enjoyed, and I wonder if my opinions matched yours or not. That concludes my podcast for today, and bye-bye.